I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So our next guest, a lot of you who have followed high school football here for a long time have your own favorite players, and obviously we talked to Nat Moore before, and it's a generational thing. I mean, you have great players in every generation, and one of the generations had Jerry Seymour. Outstanding running back. A lot of people look at his career as one of the best in South Florida. And these days he's teaching a little bit about what made him so special. He's more than kind enough to join us this evening from Running Back Academy, Coach Jerry Seymour. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time. What a great night to be in South Florida. Beautiful weather and everything.
Absolutely, man. This is awesome, Larry, man. And just listening to you talk to the guys. As my man, coach said before, man, just appreciate what you do for the kids, man, because you helped me out in my process as well.
Well, you take a look at what you learned through the years, and now you're getting an opportunity to give it back to a lot of the kids who come up and come to you for guidance to play the position, to learn the position from the beginning. What's it like being the coach now, rather than the guy who was on the other side of that line?
It's very, very different now, man, because like I said, you get so caught up. And I started my journey about 4 years ago. It's like you want the kids to play how you played, but what you have to do is you have to appreciate the gift that God has given them. You know what I mean? Because not every kid is going to run like me or run like any other guy. You know what I mean? Like the Frank Gores and just the other studs who came out of South Florida.
Right.
So what you have to do is you have to make sure that this kid knows what kind of style he has and what kind of running back he is and have him maximize that. And I felt like that was like the biggest challenge for me as a running backs coach, is making sure that this kid finds what makes him great and to maximize that, if that makes sense.
What did you do that was different than maybe a lot of the kids of today don't do, as far as training, maybe looking at different film? Do you do something different, or did you do something different that made you that much better, or is it available to everybody? They just choose not to maybe work as hard.
I don't necessarily think it's not just the simple fact of working as hard. I think that what these kids have is they have a lot of social media access.
Right.
So the hunger is it's not there like it used to be back in the day. Because back in the day, if you wanted to, could you imagine if we had social media back in the day, Larry, like, you know, like Willie Williams and myself.
Yeah, forget it.
If we had all the social media access, it would be over with. And I think that's what a lot of kids, when they have all the social media access, it kind of allows them to take the, like, you know, they just kind of pump their brakes a little bit. They don't go as hard, you know, because they kind of feel like they arrived. But, you know, coming from a guy like me who's played their position, and when they go back and look at my film, they're like, man, this guy is probably just as good as I am or possibly better.
Yeah.
I need to listen to what this guy has to say. You know what I mean? So that's what kind of saves me. I can kind of break out my film. It's like, look, bro, I did this too. You know what I mean? I'm not no chip off the old block. I could run that. I used to run the ball too. So that's what these kids, that's how I get these kids' attention, to kind of listen to me. And then a lot of the people that's around them tell them, hey, man, you should have seen this guy back in the day.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of helps me out with these kids.
Well, like me, I could tell you that. I mean, you were easily one of the best backs. You broke those short yardage ones into long ones. And your brother was a lot like that, too. I mean, Jaron was the same type of the low-built guy. And he went to Vanderbilt and had a nice little career as well.
Yes, he did.
So, I mean, go ahead, go. I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, I'm sorry. One thing about my brother, he just had that breakaway speed that I didn't have. Me, I was a lot more shiftier than him. But, you know, if you watch this film, man, he'll make that one cut. And he had the speed to kind of separate from guys. You know, I didn't have that kind of speed.
Yeah.
I used to have to weave my way to the end zone. My brother, he could just turn on that, like, that third gear, and he'll get up and just leave people. So that's what kind of that's what's the difference between me and him, you know, when people seeing us run the ball.
Well, as we're speaking with Jerry Seymour, former Monsignor Paceback, who did awesome, and but now he has Running Back Academy, and you've worked with quite a few kids. One of the kids that you and I were talking about was Naquan Wright, who's at the University of Florida. Talk about him, because here's a guy, he's a kid that's had to prove himself from the beginning, because he was like Duke Johnson, always smaller than everybody, and talk about him and what you've seen over the last couple of years is his maturity and his work ethic.
One thing about Naquan Wright, he's so, like the one thing I want to say about him, he's so mature. It's like, you know, even when I talk to him, because, you know, obviously when I'm training athletes, you got to build that relationship and talk to him. I feel like I'm talking to somebody, like right now he's probably 18, 19, but it feels like he's 24, 25. Right. And just kind of the things that he kind of talks about, is like, man, like, you know, this guy sounds like he's a pro already. And I think one thing about Naquan is that, you know, he wants to do for us. He wants to provide for his family. You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily know deep into his background, but you can tell he loves his family, and that's what he does it for. You know, he has his why. You know, he wants to do things for his mom. He wants to take care of his family. And I think that's another thing that's kind of lost with some of the athletes that I train with. Not all of them, just some. It's just that will to be great and the will just to do it for somebody bigger than you. And I think that's why, you know, Naquan is so great, because it's bigger than him. It's not just for him. Right. It's for his whole family, anybody that supported him. So he's playing for like a bigger, it's just way bigger than him, you know, and that's some of the things that we talk about. And just other than that, just his tenacity. Like, he wants to run through people. He wants to be great. Like, he doesn't want a red shirt. He wants to go up the floor and contribute. Like, he's just not a guy that's going to be a front runner. Like, he wants to contribute.
Yeah.
And you got to love a kid like that. And just lastly, but not least, his leadership skills. You know, when we're training with guys, we got other athletes, and the guy skips a rep, he's like, no, you got to make this rep up. And those are things that you can't teach, you know what I'm saying, as a coach. Like, those are things that, you know, he's just a born leader, you know, and that's what I love about him. He always, like, when he comes to my training session, we have other running backs, he just makes it higher. Like, he sets the expectation. He goes first, and it just everything is just much better when he's there training with us.
Any other kids that are coming up on the horizon that maybe we should kind of look at that you've been working on, guys that maybe be in high school or kids that are entering high school that have an opportunity to be special?
Yeah, outside of the ones that we already know, like the Parrishes and the Cheneys down there. I mean, I really like this kid from MacArthur. Jalen Taylor, man, he's very, very swift.
Tough,
I love his
kid.
Running style. Yeah, he's a dog, man, and I love him. We got a kid named Ta'Cory Thurston at Pace.
Yes,
who's just a speed demon that a lot of people, you know, he reminds me of the Lindsey from the Broncos.
Oh, nice.
That he could just run past people. You give him a lane, he's just gonna get it and go. You have a nice little young freshman, Denham. His name is Denham Edwards down in Westminster. Who's just a twitchy guy, real fast, hits the hole hard. And those are just a few to name, you know, right now. And then you got a couple young ones that's coming up in the game right now. Like, you got Javen Brown from U School. He's another one, big body. He's already almost 6 foot.
Dang.
And he runs like a tank, you know. So those are just some of the few guys, you know, that I've worked with. And I got a bunch more, but, you know,
Good stuff. Those
are just a few that I know that's up and coming that's going to do some things.
If people want to follow you, how are they going to do it? Do you have a website? Do you have social media they can follow you on?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to www.therunningbackacademy.com, or they can follow me on social media at the_runningback_academy, and they can see all my information, any camps that I got going on. I do online databases to teach coaches how to coach running backs, and also players who are looking for new ways to do drills.
Good stuff. They can
go on my database and they can find it there.
Good stuff. The great Jerry Seymour. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time on a busy Monday night for yourself. Enjoy you. We'll see you soon.
I appreciate you, Larry. Thank you so much, brother.
Good stuff. Jerry Seymour, I'll tell you what, boy. That's a kid.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.